Injury report. It's Wednesday, okay? We've got four guys that were DNP today. Ron Leary, elbow. Matt Paradis with his back. Demaryius Thomas, hamstring. And Benny Fowler with his ankle. We had two more DMPs with vet days, Pecco and Jamal Charles. We had five limited guys, Stevenson with his calf, Darian Stewart, thigh, Sanders, ankle, CJ Anderson, ankle, Ty Davis, ankle. We had three full guys, Marshall, full with his shoulder, Shane Ray, full with his wrist, and Latimer, full with his knee. So, big list there. Questions, guys.
What can you tell us about Cyrus Quandro?
He is a big guy, a talent, former second-round pick. He's a young guy, so it's definitely worth bringing him in and looking at him. I mean, he's a young guy with no miles on him, so it's fun to have him.
What went into the decision to shut down that, like,
a permanent? Well, his injury, he had a torn tendon in his foot, so it's two options. With conservative treatment, it would have been 6 to 7 weeks. With surgery, he was done. So we thought, as a team, it was best for him to go down and to bring a fresh body in for us.
So he'll have surgery now?
Well, we're not sure. You know, it depends on, what he thinks he should do as far as the injury. But they're both going to be long-term, solutions. So that's why IR.
Who do you anticipate playing right tackle on Sunday?
Well, we've got a couple guys in mind. Obviously, Barber's played there. Stevenson's working today. And we've got the Wilkinson, who's worked right tackle also.
But not Quandro?
Oh, we'll see. You know, it's tough. I mean, he signed yesterday. It's a, the game's Sunday, so he's got 4 or 5 days to learn what we're doing. That's tough on a young guy.
How concerned were you with Metelic's injury history when you signed him and now you're looking at his
right again? Well, not a big concern because, some players work through those issues, and most of his issues were soft tissue stuff. It was hamstrings, it was calf injuries, so those things are preventable, so I wasn't overly concerned when we signed Millie because of his past of soft tissue injuries.
And she said the coaching staff had to improve, not just the players, earlier in the week.
Yeah.
What is your involvement in the game planning in all three phases? Has that changed at all in this stretch?
I'm involved in all three phases, so that has not changed. But when you're not winning football games, absolutely you have to coach better. And that's what I meant by that. So it can't be only players, okay, that hadn't performed. So it falls on me and the coaches also. That's what I meant by that. But I'm involved in all three phases as far as game planning.
Do you think the offense could benefit from maybe simplifying things and just, like you said, you want to figure out who you are, what
right
brand of football? It seems like you have to throw a lot. That's just not – it's been problematic.
I agree with you. That's not what we're good at. Okay, we're good at running the football, controlling the clock, having manageable third downs. And again, guys, in our losses, that's the way it looked. Okay, so – as far as simplifying what we've done, that's been done, since about week three or four, and it's really about who we play, this team we're playing this week, not a complicated defense. So when you're facing a group like that, you shouldn't be complicated. So it's going to be a game plan that fits our opponents each week. I'll say that.
Vance, I don't think you mentioned Todd Davis. He's back full go.
He was back at work today.
How come McKeith didn't get the better rest day like he has in the past?
Well, it was a jog through today. We've got a lot of offensive line injuries and receiver injuries, so we didn't go full speed today. We went at a jog through pace, so he wanted to be out there with his teammates, which is good.
How can being back at home this weekend?
I'm sorry?
How can being back at home this weekend help get things better?
It's huge, We've been on the road for 3 weeks, including the Monday night game, so that's always a tough stretch to travel east, four east, twice, and a Monday night game in between. That's tough. So being back home, it's a good thing.
Vince, the defensive performance Sunday, such a rare thing for that group to have that many breakdowns. Are you concerned at all with the confidence of that unit or how they're going to respond or how they have responded?
I'm not concerned with that group. It's a confident group. It's been a dominant group for a long time. It's a group that believes they can play well all the time. And it happens. They had a great game plan. They made some plays on us. We had some unfortunate penalties that led to touchdowns. That's always an issue. But they're confident.
Vince,
you know, and they want a chance to show it on Sunday night.
There have been more big plays that secondary has allowed this year, especially touchdowns. What can you attribute some of those explosive play touchdowns, too? It wasn't just last week.
Right. Absolutely. I agree with you. Some of it's just missed assignments, you know, and some of it's just teams making plays. So it can go both ways.
You mentioned the jog through today. Is that different than you've been doing on past Wednesdays, or is that pretty much the same?
Well, if we're healthy, we go full speed on Wednesdays. But, you know, right now we've got offensive line shortages and receiver shortages, so it's tough to go full speed with limited numbers there at those two positions. So tomorrow we'll go full speed and see where we're health-wise.
And so when you play the Patriots, it's usually about the Patriots, Belichick, yeah. Brady, Gronk, defense, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
All things considered, is this week, practice and game, more about the Patriots or more about you getting your team right?
It's always more about us, you know, but when you're playing the Patriots, you have to have a great week of detail, because you can't lose that snap pre-snap. Okay, it's a smart team. Okay, it's a detailed team. They play with great focus and detail, I should say. So we have to match that. Okay, if our football IQ is not high enough to match it, we can't beat this team. So it's about us. Okay, doing what we do, but also about matching the Patriots football IQ, because it's high.
How have you seen their defense change without Hightower in there?
It didn't change much, okay? I mean, they're a four-man rush zone team, and that's what they've shown all year. So, you know, with him not being in there, it hadn't changed much.
Why do you believe this defense struggles so much covering tight ends, and it's been consistent all year?
Well, that's a major matchup issue in this league. You know, you got tight ends now that has receiver abilities with tight end size and ball skills, so it's a tough matchup. So, you know, we have to do a better job of helping our safeties and helping our backers match those guys. But it's a league-wide issue. You know, if they're one-on-one with a smaller defender or a slower defender, you know, they're going to have success. So, you know, our plan each week is to stop the major threat. You know, in the last 2 weeks, that's been a tight end. It wasn't awful last week, but it wasn't good enough.
How much have you considered putting Tlaib on a tight end?
That's an idea, you know, but they have receivers that can also run. So, you know, if he goes inside, who goes outside? So it's all matchups.
Tom Brady at 40, what have you seen from him compared to when you went up against him at 30?
Yeah, he's playing at a high level. I mean, I don't see a drop-off at all. I mean, he's obviously a smart football player, but his arm talent is excellent. His ball placement has been excellent. His poise in the pocket. So, obviously, he's one of the best of all times, guys. So it's going to be a challenge for our defense on Sunday.
Vince, you went through a stretch last year when you were with Adam Gase, mm-hmm. 1-4, and then you guys kind of complete turnaround. Is there anything that you can draw from that right. you've thought about in this stretch?
Just trust the process. You know, I mean, you're going to have some adversity during the season. You know, you can't panic. You can't simply stop doing what you believe in. You know, so trust in the process, stand with it, keep pushing the players and pushing the coaches, and you'll come out of it.
Vance Vaughn is averaging, I think, a sack a game, mm-hmm. and he continues to say he has to do more.
Right.
How can he do more?
I tell you what, Vaughn played really well on Sunday, you know, especially in the running game. So if Vaughn just continues to be Vaughn, he'll be fine. You know, we got to play better around Vaughn. He's playing at a high level every game we've played this year.
A few more for the coach.
Players will often talk about how they – like this week, some of the defensive guys will talk about how they're excited to face Brady.
Sure.
They like going up against the best.
Yeah.
How about with you? Are you kind of looking forward to matching wits with Belichick?
Absolutely, guys. I mean, you know, we've had a tough stretch here, you know, so the perfect cure is to play a team like this. I mean, it's the best of the best. So, you know, for us to get our good feeling back, you know, it's the perfect opponent, you know, on national TV. So I'm very excited for Sunday night.
What do you think of how Cody has done since coming back from the knee injury on offense, mm-hmm. and special teams last week?
Cody played well on offense. He made two big catches last week down the field, which we need. And as a gunner, I mean, he was exceptional again. So it's good to have Cody back.
Last one, Nikki, please. Nikki, Cammy, we're going to do Nikki.
Sorry. At the start of the season, you said you kind of expected some growing pains, mm-hmm. with Justin Simmons coming up and TJ being released. At week 10, what have you seen from the young guys, from Justin?
Well? He's been solid, Justin. I mean, he's a smart guy. He's been good on defense and team. So I've been very pleased with Justin's performance. You know, Will's playing dime for us at a high level. I've been pleased with him. So both of those young guys have had good years so far, in my opinion.
Thank you, Coach.
That's it. All right, guys. Thank you.